Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, November 9th. 80,000 people have fled northern Gaza through an evacuation corridor today, according to the Israeli government. CNN cannot independently verify the evacuation totals, but the Israeli military formally agreed to a four-hour daily window where they paused military operations to allow civilians to flee to southern Gaza and for humanitarian aid to come in. Here's White House official John Kirby.
Well, I mean, this could help reduce civilian casualties by giving people the confidence and the time to move out of harm's way and not find themselves in the crossfire between Hamas and the Israeli Defense Forces.
Meanwhile, the war could set the Palestinian economy in Gaza and the West Bank back decades. That's according to a new analysis by a UN agency. According to the findings, key measurements including employment rates and GDP have all plunged across Gaza and the West Bank. The Justice Department says it's investigating reports of suspicious letters sent to election offices across multiple states. They include Georgia, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington State, with some officials saying the letters contained fentanyl. The reports come against the backdrop of election officials facing threats and harassment, first ignited by false claims of a stolen election in 2020. Voting activists and some state election chiefs say it's led some election officials to resign and retire. A federal judge in Alaska ruled that a controversial drilling project in the state can move forward. Construction is set to start this winter. The drilling will pump out of one of the fastest warming places on Earth. Climate and indigenous groups plan to appeal the ruling. Activists say the project would harm local habitats and contribute to more melting in the Arctic. The company behind the project and the federal government say their analysis shows the project wouldn't seriously damage the climate and environment. This comes ahead of the UN's annual climate summit this month. World leaders will assess how much progress has been made to cut pollution and stop global warming. Now to new developments in former President Donald Trump's classified documents case. According to multiple people familiar with the investigation, federal prosecutors may call staff at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida to testify against him and his two co-defendants. They include a plumber, maid, chauffeur, and a woodworker. Here's CNN's Caitlin Polance.
One of the things we heard about was a woodworker, a contractor going to the property, installing crown molding in Donald Trump's bedroom. And that person noticed a stack of papers that looked quite odd. He thought it was a movie prop. Turns out that appeared to be classified records with a cover sheet on top of that stack of papers.
Some of these workers are still employed at Mar-a-Lago, and some witnesses told investigators what they saw at their resort caught their attention and seemed unusual, out of place, or potentially suspicious. Coming up, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's stance on interest rate hikes. Hey, welcome back. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is leaving the door open for more interest rate hikes to cool inflation. During a conference in Washington, D.C. today, he said the central bank wants to see weaker demand. Concerts, films, and travel helped to strengthen the economy over the summer, but strong demand could keep prices high. However, investors seem optimistic that the Fed will keep rates steady next month. According to Fed funds rate futures, another Fed official say a pause is likely because perhaps the economy hasn't felt the full impact of its previous rate hikes. That's a wrap. Tune into our next episode at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.